The Lord says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. From the beginning of the Bible all the way to the end, there's one consistent message. In fact, if you go looking for it on every page, you will either find it stated or illustrated. It doesn't matter who we are, what we've done, where we've been, how much we've messed up our lives, God loves us. And that's good news. It's good news for me and it's good news for you. It's something that I need to hear once in a while. Well, this verse is found in a specific context in the book of Jeremiah. If you've studied the book of Jeremiah or read it, you know that it came at a critical time in Israel's history. It was a time when the foreign powers of Babylon were encroaching upon the city of Jerusalem and the nation of Judah. The northern kingdom of Israel had already been destroyed by the Assyrians a century and a half before this. But now it was this little nation of Judah and this mighty superpower, Babylon, coming and knocking at the door. The people had rebelled against God. They had hardened their hearts against what God wanted to do in them and through them in the world. They had turned their backs and they had turned from God to idols. They had turned to rituals and just looking religious. And they had forgot that it was all about the heart. And so their hearts were hardened. They had been caught up in idolatry. And idolatry didn't just simply mean having an idol to bow down and worship. But they had put other things in front of God. In fact, things like wealth and power and prestige and safety. They even put the temple itself before God. They thought that God would never allow the temple to be destroyed. And that the holy line of David, these promises that God had made for the line of David would never end. But all of that changed very quickly. And so they had a fundamental rebellion against God. Through all these dark times that the people were going through, here comes God with this little promise that he would never leave them nor forsake them, that his love was unconditional, and that he would work through exile and restore them. In fact, he would change them so much, he would change them from the inside out. And so the prophets at this time prophesied of a new covenant. And we know the fulfillment of that new covenant in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so through the dark times, God's love was still present. The dark times, exile. No one wants to go through exile. In fact, many of us live in some form of exile. God was not finished with Israel yet. Even though the temple was destroyed, the city of Jerusalem was destroyed, and many people taken hundreds of miles away into Babylon. If you know geography, that's from the nation of Israel today all the way over to the area of Iraq and Iran. And so many people were taken into exile. But God was not finished with them, and he's not finished with us either here today. This passage in Jeremiah is that God says, I have loved you. That's a past tense. That means he's loved us from the beginning, and he's still loving us today. What kind of love is this? You notice that special little word there, everlasting? That means it's not going to end. And so it incorporates the past and the future. I have drawn you. I like that word drawn. In theology, we talk of prevenient grace, that grace of God that goes before us. Every one of us in our life, God was there working before we ever stepped into church, before we ever heard the gospel, before we ever were introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ. God was working in our life. If every one of us thinks back, and how God drew you, maybe through someone's testimony, through just a sense of that you needed something. God was drawing all of us to himself. And what does he draw us with? Unfailing kindness. The word kindness is one that's also could be translated as mercy, his loving kindness, his covenantal faithfulness, all of these ideas. He draws us with his love, his faithfulness, and he draws us to himself. God pursues us. He's not going to let us wallow in our pain and misery, in our sorrows. He's going to pursue us, and he's going to love us and show his love to us. There's a lot of people today who live in exile, not just political exile. For example, think of suicide. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention collects data about the mortality in the United States, including deaths by suicide.